I'm your weaver of context, Caroline Casey. So, today is True Llamas. It is exact mid-season. It will be exact for the fun of it at 6:10 p.m. West Coast time. It's one of the four cross-quarter holidays called the Four Gates of Power. We have Halloween, Candlemas, Beltane, and Llamas, right? So we round it off, of course, October 31st and everything. And we go, yes, we're having quirky communications. Turn myself up. But I'm trying to. Let's see. Turn myself up. Turning myself up. All right, we hope. There's an echo, but we'll work with everything. So in a moment, we're going to have... Oh, good. Starhawk, indefatigable, pragmatic mystic, that we may call in the power to animate the desirable in accord with Dion Fortune and all who have worked, you know, in the spiritual political realms. And remember, I'm still on page 47 of her book, The Magical, Battle of Britain. And she said, our serenity came from our animating the desirable vision, our certainty of the desirable outcome, even when the bombs were falling, right? Steady vision of the desirable outcome, no matter what, 'tis our default setting. So Starhawk will be skidding in, I think, too, but I am... we wonder what is the story, both toxic and desirable, of this election. We know it's going to be the dirtiest tricks, right? So we need our trickster. Let us wonder that we may compost the former, toxic, into nutrient for the latter, desirable. And I am continuing to re-listen on Audible to Mary Trump's reading of her crucial book, Too Much and Never Enough, How Our Family Created the World's Most Dangerous Man. It's important, I think, to this country that this crime family has been a horrifically perfect toxic mimic fit, like a virus fitting right into mammalian and democratic receptors with the uninitiated puella of the American psyche. So this really must be a breaking spells, taking new vows election, that our populace mature into altruism, there's Neptune, which is the essence of good trickster citizenship, dedicated to collective well-being. And as we know, splendid, right? And as we know, you know, symbolic languages like astrology are where humans have cumulatively added guiding wisdom, and wolves probably contributed too. So what's called the rulers of Aquarius community are Saturn, dedication, boundaries, constraint, and Uranus, freedom. So boundaries, dedicated to collective well-being, some boundaries, the masks and the distancing are good. Animals do that. So self-interest is communal interest if we delve sufficiently. And let us learn from possums and honey badgers who are immune to cobra venom, because cobra venom locks right into mammalian receptors that control breathing. And so the possums and the honey badgers have evolved to shrink and change the shape of their receptors so the venom no longer fits. May the American psyche's receptors shapeshift to no longer be a fit for the con. That's our story, and we're sticking to it. So more than perfectly, to co-animate with all of us, True Llamas, we welcome Starhawk, indefatigable, pragmatic mystic, that we may call in the power to animate the desirable. There we go. We know Starhawk. I love her. I love you more and more each minute, really. We've had a long journey. She is author, activist, permaculture designer, and teacher, and a prominent voice in modern earth-based spirituality and ecofeminism, co-author of 13 books, The Spiral Dance, A Rebirth of Ancient Religion of the Great Goddess, and the ecotopian novel The Fifth Sacred Thing and its sequel, City of Refuge. Her most recent nonfiction book is The Empowerment Manual, A Guide for Collaborative Groups. Yes. She founded Earth Activist Training, teaching permaculture design grounded in spirituality with a focus on activism. She travels internationally, will again maybe, lecturing and teaching the tools of ritual and skills of activism. Welcome, Starhawk.
Hi, Carolyn. It's always such a great pleasure to be with you.
Yes.
Thank you for having me.
So, I hear my own echo, but I guess other people don't. So I'm saying everything twice. But in wondering what this election is about, this country is a cancer, right? Cancer is just a Scorpio in a housecoat. So the whole dynamic of family, and I am very enthused by Mary Trump's book that she's reading on Audible, about her family, because it does seem this perfectly horrific fit, and she says, what her dedication is, that she sees the bully, neurotic, she has many more words, sociopathy played out in this horrific large way. And so she's really writing it in a dedicated way. But it does make sense, the family issue, that America was particularly, apparently, receptive to this toxin. Does that make sense to you? The toxic family.
Yeah, it's the question I've been asking myself over and over again has been sort of, how does Trump have the base of support that he has? What is it that seems to appeal to people and keep that 30-40% with him, no matter how obviously he lies, steals, cheats, acts corruptly, and acts completely incompetently as far as dealing with the coronavirus. And I haven't read Mary Trump's book. I've heard some excerpts of it, but now you're encouraging me maybe to get it.
Audible. I think Audible, because her voice is so good, and it's easier. And you don't have to keep looking at his face on the book cover. It's really dedicated. We can feel the texture of things that are dedicated. And then just for the fun of it, Starhawk, I go, you might be the antidote to Donald Trump. Not to lay anything too much on you. But but your midheaven, your antenna into the collective, you as a messenger, is 22 degrees of Gemini. And when Trump was born, his son, S-U-N, is 22 Gemini. Help us. And he's born on the full moon, sun in Gemini, moon in Sagittarius, and you're born a day before that. So the antidote is always found next to the poison. We go, I think it's part of our model to animate the desirable. We can all see how things go wrong or sociopathic. And I found this with many authors doing investigative journalism on creepy, creepy people, and they have similar chart assignments. And it's like, right, it takes the tonic to metabolize the poison of the toxic. But so, do you have messaging projects you're putting out these days?
Didn't know that. So you think my plan to try to organize all Geminis to band together and kick Trump out of our sign is probably not the way to go.
Well, I think using everything, who brought what, and then just for the fun of it, because I couldn't help myself, when you're born, Jupiter is at 10 Aries, and it's right next to Eris, goddess of disruption. We might want to invite her in. It's an inviting in. She's way out in the Kuiper Belt beyond Pluto, so a little abstract, but anything we have a name for, we have a relationship. So we all have Eris and Aries, but your Eris is right next to your Jupiter, whose image is ruler of a nation. So it says, well, you have the capacity to call in that which disrupts corruption. And we say, in what way is Starhawk disruptive? Let us count the ways. But the image for your Eris is a crystal gazer envisioning the desirable. And we go, that's the way to be disruptive, right? So, and it trines your Venus, which is... they're beautiful. What?
I mean, that has always served in my inclination, is let's envision the world that we want and call it in. Because if we can't envision it, how do we create it? But I will say, as far as Trump goes, I have a magical activism course I've been running online, and we had a meeting for Lamas a few days ago and did a ritual. And one of the things I suggested people do is to create like a magical drain for fear, like a vortex, an energetic vortex that we could set for, not for all fear, because some fear is healthy and life-preserving and real, but for the level of fear that Trump and his henchmen try to generate, you know, for those false fears, for that sort of false level of worth that people get from thinking some other group is less than they are, for all of that, to just constantly imagine kind of a counterclockwise vortex, like water going down a drain, you know, wherever you are, or to consciously set one in some key public place that sucks up all the kind of nasty, scummy, yucky, schmutzy energy that it's constantly putting out, and just sends it down into the earth, that fire at the heart of the earth that can transform it, purify it, turn it back into pure energy. And I think that there are also many practical ways we can reinforce that. You know, even if it's just countering the stuff that you see online, you know, that's generating fear, including coming from some of our friends and allies who get wound up into conspiracy theories and, oh, it's also corrupt and they're all the same, you know, and ruminating round and round and round on stuff that actually is making you feel more powerless and more helpless. And to get in the habit of stopping those cycles in yourself and just, again, envisioning all that energy siphoning down, releasing, being transformed, and turning into positive energy we can use to create change.
Yes. Right. And now good magical activism online, and I've got Trickster Training Council online brewing another thing. It's like, all right, everybody, we want to use and engage everything. I should mention briefly that we are, to keep the voice of this show and this station, KPFA and the Visionary Activist Show, alive and our place to meet and gather our strategy and woof, you know, you can contribute anything. Anything will get you the fantastic, what is it? Dissolving racism. No, abolishing. Dissolving. I like dissolving. abolishing racism, you know, collection, which is fantastic. It's Patrice Cullors and Angela Davis and Ibram X. Kendi and Ta-Nehisi Coates and Roxanne Dunbar Ortiz. And so it's a non-plastic, not CD, it's a downloadable thing for anything that you pledge at 1-800-439-5732 or online, kpfa.org. And also, if you do pledge, just anything. Email me at info@coyotenetworknews.com because we're putting together the team, and I'm sure Starhawk and I will share again strategies and things. All right, here we are. So there's that, and we will come back to that. But now, all part of it to keep Starhawk's voice on the air and visionary activists and critique and solutions. And hello, Magic Altman. Yes, speak truth, be power, we both came up with. Just changing one little word is like, why fool around? Speak truth, be power, especially today. Because it is, do you want to just Starhawk, just remind us of Lammas again? It is true Lammas tonight, you know, it's all around the season, right? But it is this calling in and bonfires, right? But it's calling in the intelligence of summer, right?
Yeah, so Lammas or Lunasad in the old Irish was this festival that happens halfway between summer solstice and fall equinox. And it is, as you said, one of those four power gateways. I think of it as a time when things are just really starting to ripen. The harvest is about to come in, but it isn't in yet. You know, the grain is standing in the fields, but it hasn't been reaped yet. The trees are heavy with fruit, but most of it hasn't ripened yet. So it's a time of hope and a time of fear. And I think that fits very much where I live out here in the west coast of California, for all the KPFA folks who are listening in California. For us, of course, it's the time when the fire season starts to become most intense, when we're hoping so desperately for the first rains of fall to come early, and fearing the kind of wildfires that we have had the last few years. And it also fits really well with our election cycle, where we're hoping so strongly for a vast change and fearing you know, all the things that might happen if Trump somehow is given or steals another term. So it's a very poignant time. And again, a time to work on our own hopes, our own fears, to activate our hopes, and also to think about what are the actual steps we can take to make sure our hopes are realized. You know, we don't just stand around and look at the trees and hope they'll ripen. You know, we tend them, we take care of them, we watch, we look for the moment to pick the fruit before the Blue Jays and the Ravens get it. You know, we look at the moment to reap the grain, to harvest the grapes, and it's work also to harvest and to bring in what we hope to reap.
Yes. And it is Sun Leo, right? It's the Leo cross-quarter holidays. So it's illuminate, and the entire history of ritual, right, in which people would call in power. We don't source power, we call it in. And the purpose of dedication and art is to offer a template. Come on in, power, and animate this story, right? This that we got to offer it something. And it's a fabulous conversation that's happening now in all of our collective psyches between Leo and Pisces. So stagecraft, Leo, ritual, not celebrity thing. It's, you know, it's performance and dedicated creativity in service to, there's the moon and Neptune and Ceres and Pisces, in service to the earth, something that you've been dedicated to since 1951. It's not us, it's not, you know, there we go. And what you said about the vortex for the fear, we are given a cauldron, you know, a giant cauldron of death and rebirth, you know, all of us in customized and collective ways, you know. So it's tossing into the cauldron, there we go, all non-useful dread, you know, and ladle out. And maybe we could talk a little bit about Mars, who's so much a participant, and there's our our rocket ship on its way to Mars and the Mars rover and everything. But so Mars in Aries, woofiness, and astrologers out there are going, oh, it's combustible. It's like, no, there's descriptions and instructions. So Mars, because of its retrograde during the election, will spend the rest of this year in Aries, its own sign. It is a question, can we mature as a culture into altruism? Can we mature into altruism? And so Mars will retrograde on September 9th at 28 Aries, which is the music of the spheres, calling in the music of the spheres. We need all the help we can get. And then it goes all the way backwards and then stations to go forward on Friday the 13th of November. I like that because that's sacred to the goddess. At 15 Aries, which is nature spirits dance in the light of the sunset. And we go, all right, there's many things reporting in here. But I think Mars retrograde, any planet that appears to be moving backwards, I think one way to honor it is that it's to reconsider, it's to it's going on a vision quest. So liberating Mars from the unimaginative prison of boom, boom. And we like the NRA being sued in New York as invalid. You know, and then common sense articles are coming out going, doctors decide that strengthening our immune system is a good idea for in the viral realm. And we go, right, okay. So Mars, Yang, which is also our connection to animals, right? And it's trining the sun today and everything. So how would you want to and guide, you know, your team, all of our team, all of us, how would you like to guide all of us to imagine Mars, you know, releasing its boom, boom addiction to the unimaginative confines of war and everything to be the positive Yang? How do you give voice to a positive Yang?
The way I think of that positive energy is the energy of commitment, of dedication, of determination, that energizes us, that gets us up to do things, that counters passivity, that counters us sitting around just feeling sorry for ourselves and gets us up to make a change. And I think we can decouple it from the part of that of Mars that involves like harming other people and killing. And think about the dedication, the service aspect of the martial thing, the selflessness, the willingness to put the greater good ahead of your own interests sometimes. And I think we could marshal that, the word marshal.
Good use.
You know, into the support we need, you know, for the elections. And I will say this, you know, knowing this is KPFA and there's a lot of people, maybe the bulk of people who listen to KPFA, Biden was not our first choice, let's say. But I believe that when we look at the options in front of us, there's just no question that voting for Biden is worlds better than what will happen if Trump gets another term. And to think of it not so much as voting for Biden, but maybe voting for the future of a government where someone like AOC can be in power, where all of these incredible new, young, many people of color are taking, you know, becoming representatives, are moving up, you know, where someday one of them may be the person we're voting for president. And the real lefty radicals will be saying like, oh, AOC, she's so mainstream, because the mainstream will have shifted.
Yes, you can count on that happening.
That's our job right now, is to shift the consciousness of the mainstream, and it's happening. You know, Biden is running on the most progressive platform anyone has ever run on in this country. And it may be that he actually would have a better chance of getting some things actually done, even than someone who we might like more in our hearts might be with more, who has a longer history of being progressive. But I think the changes that come in this country have come most effectively when we've had this combination of electoral change coupled with really strong social movements and people out in the streets, people doing all the work on every level to push and pressure the politicians. And I think right now I'm very hopeful, because I feel like we have that combination. We've seen some of the most powerful, effective uprisings of social movements in the last couple of months. And we have the opportunity to make a huge electoral shift all the way down the line, not just president, but Senate, House, the lower level things that are so important, the things that people maybe don't think about so much, but make a huge difference in people's lives, like races for attorney general, races for who takes power on local levels. And it's one of the magical teachings about power, that you don't gain power by throwing away the power you have. You know, so when I've heard people say, oh, why vote? It doesn't make any difference. It's like, it doesn't matter if it makes the tiniest, you know, slimmest droplet of a difference. If you want more power, you have to use that power that you have. Otherwise, you're saying to all the great forces in the universe, like, don't pay any attention to me, because I'm not even, you know, I can't even be bothered to use what you've already given me, so don't give me any more.
Right. Well, it's why I'd like to throw into the cauldron the word disappointment. And, you know, people, it was like an assignment. Everybody's like, I'm so disappointed in Obama. It's like, well, find another word, aroused, you know, woofy, like, and you know, because disappointed means I am powerless in the underworld, right? Not a good affirmation. So, again, composting that in the giant cauldron. So, yeah, we do like the throwing things into the cauldron, the non-useful dread. And I like it turning into compost, you know, for the desirable in some way. And then really, for all of us, we're electing a story. We're electing a guiding story. That's the crucial thing. Because Trump is dust, and the Bannons and the thing, you know, the toxic mimic of storycraft. And when I said to Jeff Charlotte, I go, you know, out of the Republican convention, I knew what was going to happen. It was terrible because Hillary had no storycraft. And he goes, Biden doesn't either. And I go, right, that's true. So it behooves all of us to go, this is, You know, it's like the dog whisperer. This is where we're going. Yes, we are. This is where we're going. Who's a good politician? Yes, you are. This is the wind. This is where we're going. And as you said, you know, Bernie did work with Biden. He goes, it's not what I would have written, but it's pretty good. You know, it'll do. And again, that. And it's also shape-shifting. You know, a friend of mine recently said, you know, oh, I'd like to help Biden. And I'm like, oh, my churlish heart had not even thought of that. Right? It's like, oh, okay. You know, magic's the willingness to cooperate with everything going, all righty. And it's quirky. If we go backstage with Biden, he is a multiple Scorpio, which is sometimes gets him into trouble. But his son, S-U-N, is its image is King of the Fairies. And we go, King of the Fairies, let's do that. And it's right next to his Venus, which is Inca princess pleads for the life of her children. He does know grief. He does know grief. And we're just going to animate that. And this death rebirth cauldron, you know, is a 60-degree angle to his son, you know. So for us to just, may all of our engagement be a liberating blessing, fully informed and savvy, right? But not, you know, again, could our team compost snark and compensatory condescension, right? Because condescension means we all go down together, you know, into may our manner of relating be critique and liberating blessing. There we go. And encouraging, a wonderful word, feeding the heart of the desirable Mars, you know, calling on all woofy, good-hearted beings to show up for this, you know, and again, for the story. So it's like, all right, okay, you know, and it's easy to get, it's easy to get snookered, and snookered into polarity. And I think, you know, the spiral dance, I want to toss it back to you on the spiral dance, never more important, that we spiral out of polarity because it's the polarity that feeds the Dementors. Trump loves being hated. Loves strife and chaos, you know, wants riots in the streets, wants people snarky back and forth, it feeds. So it is an evolutionary dynamic, right, for us to not react but respond, spiraling. And maybe since you're again, do you want to do an invocative woofy shout out to spirals?
Yeah, I mean, the spiral is that symbol of regeneration and renewal, because you spiral in and you spiral back out again. And if you think about the things that embody spirals, like snakes that shed their skin and are renewed again. And the spiral is a pattern you find in nature. You know, it's a pattern of growth. It's a pattern of sacred geometry. And it reminds us that sometimes, like, we don't always get places by going in a straight line, right? Sometimes we have to spiral back, but a spiral is not a circle. It doesn't take you back to exactly the same place. You spiral around, and you come again to someplace new. So you might just take a breath right now and close your eyes and think about that spiral. And think about your own life. You know, if you in your own life have had times where you feel like you are repeating the same patterns over and over again, maybe you're having the same type of frustrating relationship you've had in the past, and try to imagine that again as a spiral. Say, okay, it's frustrating. Sometimes I say to myself, like, oh, Starhawk, you know, you're almost 70 years old and you're still yourself. What have you learned? But to think about saying, okay, but it is never back to the same exact place. It is always moving in another dimension. And to imagine our country as well, that it seems like somehow we have, you know, taken steps forward to bring about more justice, to bring about more compassion, to bring about more understanding and balance, and then we get swept backwards again. But to take a breath and hold the commitment and the determination to make this a spiral that, again, moves forward in another dimension and moves us, again, forward toward greater justice, toward greater compassion, toward greater connection with one another. And take a breath and think about that as the counter to that vortex that sucks away the fear. And think about this as a spiral we create and we generate again that is taking us out and taking our energies out into the world for change and for transformation. And blessed be.
Blessed be the re-enthusing of our team. Beautiful. Yes, yes. Reverie. Good, good. Wonderful. Moon, Neptune. It's a reverie time. Yeah, because it was Michael Schneider years ago who taught me about the number five in nature and spirals, and said spirals are how nature resolves conflict, right? Whenever conflicting forces come together, nature creates a spiral to resolve it. You know, hot smoke in cool evening air, cold cream and coffee. Galaxies, hurricanes, you know. And he said, when I asked him, what do hurricanes want? He goes, they want what we all want. They want peace. They're taking hugely conflicting forces and trying to move them to the North Pole, right? And so the increase of storms is the increase of imbalance that we have imposed on the Earth. But so the result, yeah, and so let's in addition to the reverie that Starhawk just invoked and guided, very wonderful. Let's say in our magic backpacks we have a stash of liberating lightning to toss at any closed circle to set it free into a spiral. So, you know, for ourselves, right? Anything that we're going, right? So that we're not hubristic, so that we're open. So, you know, the backstage beings, the Pisces beings say, look, the humans have run out of certainty. That's a good thing. Right, certainty was always a booby prize, and now there's no certainty at all. Right, and our understanding of all that we love, like in astrology, rising to its most beautiful guiding form. But people are like, "What's going to happen?" And it's like, that is so not the question. That is not available. It's what is available for us to cooperate with. We go, right, okay, power of vision, you know, the power of dedication, power of liberating lightning, power of woof. We do practical things. The internal dedication magnetizes outward opportunity. So even just all of us team, you know, KPFA, Visionary Activist, you know, Starhawk's team, everyone on out there, right, to form, you know, a dedication in our hearts, you know, what are we devoted to, you know, and vote and devote, right? Vote, you know, voting can be magic. You can vote for what you wish was there, you know, by the act of this voting. Ritual is any physical thing that we imbue with symbolism. So is pledging. I'll come right back to that, I hope. So in that sense, to form in our hearts now at this powerful time, day, hour, you know, what we are dedicated to. And the simple thing, you know, dance us all into place where we can do the most good, have the most fun, and contribute our gifts to the community in a manner of reciprocal blessing. Make it well for you and for you. Still being spicy. There we go. So that is all that the backstage kind of wants right now. Says, look, the humans have run out of certainty. That's a good preliminary step. Now, mystery, inspiration, and altruism can find them. So I do like the wafting the blessings. I do like Doris Lessing in Shikasta, which she calls our planet Earth. And when politicians are about to make wrong decisions, all the kind of ancestors and guides, you know, are around them going, no, remember your contract. Remember, don't go for expediency. No, put your hands up and back away from expediency. Do the good thing that you vowed to do before you were born. There you go. And I think whispering backstage is probably useful, right? Like, go on, there you go. Okay, there's the good thing, you know. And always the default, may whatever is truly best for everybody come on in, right? And in my own spiraling out of polarity with the innumerable, I'll just say it for fun, crackpot theories out there, right, about this or that. And again, we're always practicing. So there was some Trumpian, possibly a bot, you know, just saying crazy things. And rather than entangle, I go, may the winds of democracy sweep through our hearts and blow away all delusion. And now I'll tiptoe away. There we go. It's like, all right, that covers it. That's right. See what's left. So, right. And you are a great wordcraft being as well. So I think the power of language, the power of story, the power of spiraling, you know, animating it, you know, the power of symbol and story, never maybe more important. This is, I think you were saying it, or everybody's saying it. I mean, this is KPFA, Quincy was saying it. I mean, everything. This is a really crucial for all life election. This is, you know, a vote for people who can't vote. Vote for our teammates in San Quentin who are undergoing COVID. You know, we will be doing a show to honor them with them soon, planning. Oh, my goodness. And a shout out. And that's part of the pledging and part of this beautiful, dedicated listenership. We have listeners in prison. Hello, we have listeners who are homeless. Hi there. I'm told many dogs listen. Ah, woof, woof, woof. Pledge for the dogs. Yeah. Pledge for those who are temporarily in prison. Pledge for those who are temporarily homeless. You know, pledge for selves. Pledge for the story. 1-800-439-5732 or securely on kpfa.org. So, oh, blessed Starhawk, I'm so glad you could do this dance. There's so much that is pertinent to yourself and backing you up. Jupiter right now is a hidden choir is singing, and it's fair. All those Capricorn planets are in happy accord with Moon Neptune, the power of the ideal, you know, that the vision is, and the metaphor and the words are especially eager to incarnate into actuality. Yes, if we were just muggles, we'd have every right to be depressed, but not until we don't, until we've used everything. But so I'm going to reluctantly release you to do dedicated pitching for our station and thanking many people. But is there any woofy on your way out, well wishing, vision, yeah, blessing, anything you'd like to say? Oh, most wonderful.
Well, I would just say again that if we want more power to do good, we've got to use every bit of power that we already have, because then we're saying to the universe, yes, we're serious about this. You know, we're not like spoiled children demanding more and more and more. We're willing to use what we have, and that opens up the channels to receive more and to do more. So I do encourage everybody, you know, it's going to be challenging with vote by mail, so get your ballots early. If you're in California, that's no problem, but vote early, send them in early so they can get counted early. That's going to be really important in making sure Trump can't steal the election by claiming, you know, a big win on election day and then votes come in after and after and after. You can go to, there's a website, Vote Save America, where you can go and find a million different ways to volunteer to help get out the vote. Giving back is a really important magical act. So giving back to something like KPFA and pledging and, you know, offering some energy in the form of money so KPFA can continue and stay on the air and we continue to have this vital voice that has been the voice of the progressive movement and the truth-seeking voice for decades now. That's really, really important as well. And again, I feel really hopeful about this moment, but it is Lammas, it's hope and it's fear. And what will make the difference are the choices that we all make in these next coming weeks.
Absolutely. And don't go away yet, because wonderful Chris Welsh is going to join me to pitch, and she wants to say hello to you.
Yes,
welcome,
I do.
Chris. Yay.
Wow. Such a powerhouse of these two women together. It's like, I wanted to go lie down and just listen, but I'm sitting here. How are you?
I'm good.
You sound good.
I mean, you know, if people weren't dying all over the place, you know, I'd be fine. I'm out in the wilds of Sonoma County and, you know, where I can get out and walk and garden and, you know, I belong to the sourdough tribe of, you know, I say there's two types of people, those that did a sourdough starter for COVID and those that didn't. I did.
Oh, boy, I didn't do that. I haven't gotten into the bread thing. I mean, except for, like, banana bread and that kind of stuff. I do that kind of bread. But quick bread, I'm all into the quick part.
Yeah.
Well.
Must be my Sagittarius moon. I love hearing all of this astrology stuff, too.
Yeah.
Well, you're Sagittarius moon, so you and Starhawk are from the same tribe of nomadic storytelling women gathering usefulness from all over with prismatic perspective. Thank you. That's really great. That's wonderful. And so let's stay in cahoots. Definitely, Starhawk, as we have been, but even maybe, you know, more in some way. However the great all wants to dance us together, I am completely available and up for this in this exhilarating, complex time. And yes, I too am lucky. I can walk to the Potomac River just upstream from Washington, where we can send liberating spells down the river into the thing. There we go. And, you know, very lucky, very lucky. And wishing well to, you know, to, as I think, as we go out, as you walk in the woods, you know, as we're going to wish that to those in enclosed space, you know, to wish the breath of fresh air and the elemental bath to all those in San Quentin, to wish that in confined spaces, to all those who are having difficulty breathing, to all those, you know, I mean, all of that, you know, and that I think part of the, you know, grief expressed creatively becomes a sacrament of kinship. So it's like, we are with you. We are all in this dream. Some of us are lucky enough to take fresh air walks, and we waft that into the memosphere. So there. Thank you, Starhawk. Can we be in perpetual cahoots?
Let us do that. And I should probably let people know we're doing a lot of permaculture trainings and teachings online. I'm doing a lot of stuff online. You can find it all out at starhawk.org or earthactivisttraining.org. But one of the things I like to do personally in my meditations is send out healing and protection to all of those who are on the front lines of this, you know, the healthcare workers, the grocery workers, the people who are in confined spaces, the prisoners, the people in immigration detention. And every day I send a special prayer and health to Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Amen.
May she stay healthy and live to enjoy a long deserved retirement, leaving a worthy successor behind.
Yes, in the fullness of time, whenever she chooses. And also, I like envisioning that all Trump properties, Mar-a-Lago, and et cetera, be used as recompense and reunification for immigrant families. There we go. It's a desirable vision. Let's just add some molecules to that, going, oh, that would be really good. You know, or whatever else would be a start at recompense and apology. So that's great. Okay, thank you, Star, and Chris
thank
is.
Thank you so much, Carolyn. And thanks
you.
To all the
thank
people you. Behind the scenes and at the controls who are doing the work we can't see to make this program happen.
Absolutely, Kirsten Thomas, fabulous board up, and all the backstage, onstage, equally important and wonderful. So thank you, and. And oh, Chris! Now you can help me with the what are we offering? But look how wonderful!
What you've already offered, what you offer every time, my dear. This is today has been such a richness, really.
I'm so glad.
Yeah.
And let me thank some people who are pledging. You know, again, everybody gets the. I call it dissolving racism, I guess abolishing racism collection rate as a downloadable thing. That's for sure. And we'll mention more things that you can have. And also, if you do pledge anything, feel free to email me, info@coyotenetworknews.com, just because we're putting teams together for election. But thank you to Lillian and to Susan and to Nadine and to Jennifer and to Taylor and to Alan and to Tonya and Edmundo and Alva, and we're getting pretty close to the last hour, but they're still in my hour. I'm claiming them. Eve,
absolutely,
Marty, Judy,
absolutely.
Abdul-Latif, Glenn, there we go. Thank you. So let's light up the lines, team. So wonderful, Starhawk, and I've known her for a long time, and we are dancing in more and more fun ways as life unfolds. That's really great. And wonderful Chris is here, and so I do have We know that we're offering the KPFA's Abolish or Dissolve Racism Audio Collection. Many great people. Angela Davis, I danced with her at Obama's second inauguration. Patrice Cullors, Ibram X. Kendi, Ta-Nehisi Coates, Roxanne Dunbar Ortiz, Paul Ortiz, Johnny Powell, Isabel Wilkerson. It's an audio link. There's a book for a pledge of $150, How to Be an Anti-Racist. There's a book by Greg Palast, How Trump Stole 2020, The Hunt for America's Vanished Voters. Yeah, okay, all right. Not so fast, young whippersnapper Greg Palast, although things we got to know. The Warmth of Other Suns, The Epic of America's Great Migration, for a pledge of $100. Racing to Justice, Transforming Our Conceptions of Self and Other to Build an Inclusive Story, John A. Powell, for a pledge of $150. It goes on like that. All right, you can go look at the premiums. But really, as Chris said, bless your heart, you're pledging to keep this station on the air. But even woofier, larger signal, larger audience, a voice of, sane, informed reverence and strategy and how we gather and collect, It's coming up in early September. Oh, my God. It will be the 24th year of the Visionary Activist Show. Holy moly, Chris. How'd this happen?
Very exciting.
So it's going to be 24 years and of, dedicated to weaving, Washington and California, dedicated to critique and solution, dedicated to anything we need to know to have a democracy. And that includes absolutely huge, broad, the work of Starhawk, who's such a great embodiment of practical work. She is so working her gardening in Palestine, her thing, and that, and with spirit, deeply rooted with branches waving way up. Let us be like that, and always steady through all the political kerfuffles, always holding sane reverence, and may we take a draft of that ourselves, going calm, sane reverence in the midst of turbulence. We toast everybody. There you go. Okay. So 1-800-439-5732. 1-800-439-5732. Pledge for your dogs, pledge for animals, pledge for life, pledge for permaculture, or pledging online, kpfa.org. Play for shows you'd like to have. We have really good shows lining up. I'm getting scheduled. It's really exciting. But all about how do we partner with what we love? What is coming out of this cauldron? And since there is no coherent national leadership at the moment, it's to us. It's to dedicated listeners. Again, we encourage you to call. Oh, look. No. Actually, it's nobody's called since 2:41. All right. I'm handing it to you to be rousing, Chris.
Well, I'm still wallowing basically in the verbiage that we just heard from these two women. It's like these pearls of wisdom dropping. They're scattered all over the floor. If they were ever on a chain or a string, it's gone now, and it's just sort of all over the floor. And I kept taking notes, and I don't even know who said this. You don't gain power by giving away the power that you have. And this 59,000 watts of power, this radio station is the power that you have to connect and to affirm. And just what they were just talking about, inward dedication leads to outward opportunity. That had to be Carolyn. Caroline saying that one. And it's such a wealth of inspiration. It just is so helpful. Because these are trying times, boys and girls, as you doubtless have recognized. And if you value the worth of what you hear when you tune in to Caroline Casey and the guests that she always has, not just today, but always, then please support the way it comes to you, which is through this radio station, by donating whatever you can afford at 1-800-439-5732, 1-800-439-KPFA, and online at kpfa.org. And as Caroline has mentioned, for anyone donating anything, we are very happy to email you the link to the audio portion of these 9 author events that KPFA staged. These folks came to Berkeley and they spoke in a venue where there were folks in the audience about their work, which is abolishing racism. That's what this collection is about. They're just brilliant, brilliant conversations and wonderful things to listen to again and again, which you can do with any donation at all at 1-800-439-5732, 1-800-439-KPFA, and online at kpfa.org. We're happy to have any of you at any time, especially now, would be good. We have not had anybody since, as she mentioned, 241.
No.
And that's
all right.
That's been since
Wolfie time.
Yeah, that's been since we started doing the pledging part.
We will not threaten. We will not cajole. No, we will not threaten or cajole, but it's like, woof, woof, come on, team. I will emphasize that now is in just on an imaginative, mythological gods backstage are noticing a particularly opportune time to pledge anything, $5, $500, $5 million, anything, you know, with symbolic intent would be really, really good. Oh, thank you, Miriam. Oh, very good. Art, thank you. Thank you. There's some team. There's Miriam and Art. They're priming the pump. Yay, Miriam and Art. Yay, the art of Miriam. Okay, so let's keep it rolling because we're not looking. I hate to say this, we're not looking very competitive with the other shows. Come on, show the grown-ups you like this. So again, 1-800-439-5732 or kpfa.org. There we go. And I know many of you pledge after the show's over. Just make a little note so we all get credit. But you do, and that's a wonderful, wonderful thing. You know, and also because it is Lammas, true Lammas, you know, that has been celebrated for at least, you know, for 25,000 years with the equinoxes and solstices. It was always understood, and our indigenous mythic DNA knows this is the time to honor, and that whatever we lend our creative woof to, including in the form of money, you know, is particularly amplified now. And then just for the fun of it, you know, tonight at West Coast time at 6:10 p.m., there you go, will be true Lammas, the exact moment. But this is close enough for mythological work. So pledging, you know, 5, 50, 500, surprise us. That would be very witty. So team, rousing, magnetizing, it's Marge Piercy's magic poem. You know, I will run through the vaults of banks with honey on my hands. Come, money, and build a murmuring swarm in the purse of KPFA. You will not be imprisoned in clanking trust funds. No, soon you'll be free to join others of your kind. Come, money, and build a murmuring swarm in KPFA's purse. Numa, 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 numa. Yeah, pledge if you like bees. Pledge if you like bees. Oh, Miriam and Art were the last so far. We're waiting. We're waiting for the next exciting names. Or Anonymous is always welcome as well. And it's true. See, I like that we're we're offering fun things. You know, seriously fun, Abolish Racism audio collection, and then many books that you can pledge for. But we're not doing the, you know, what we used to do. It's like you really are pledging because you listen.
Yes.
And because you want to be good, we all want to be good citizens. Like, what does it mean? Citizen, not obedient, conforming. Citizen, a Saturn, Uranus. Citizen, dedicated to collective well-being. Citizen, dedicated to that we can have places to gather, you know, to combine our strategy. More increasingly important with every breath now, really, truly. I had a great time being part of KPFA's team at the Republican Convention, Democratic Convention, not quite so much fun, but Republican Convention, great team, woof, 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 you know, and we won't be going anywhere this year. But so it's all telepathic, and that's why radio also is so fabulous. It's invisible. You know, we're invisible.
Oh, it's very intimate. It's much more intimate than television. Yeah. Much more intimate than television. You can tell when someone is telling the truth much better on radio than you can on television.
It is less
there was a, there was a study that said that. So many things that you guys talked about and the spiral and the notion of of renewal and regeneration, that that is what is happening rather than a circle going around chasing your tail, as it sometimes seems, that haven't we been here before? I thought we lived through the civil rights movement. I thought we lived through the women's movement. And yet there's racism and sexism in more virulent forms than I remembered from my youth, as it were. But that there's the power of the ideal, as you mentioned. This is something about Neptune, don't ask me what. But that this is a moment when so many things are breaking open. As you said, the humans have run out of certainty. This is a moment where things are possible. Go ahead.
I have to thank the wit of Anne. Thank you, Anne, who gave $111,111. That's magician. Excellent. Adds up to three, the Empress. We thank also Rita. Yes, 25. That's good. That's the High Priestess and the Hierophant. They're wonderful. Jessica, $50. That's the number of spirals. Thank you. That's exactly what we need. You know, it's money and it's the energy and the vote to vote, you know, behind that. We're always voting for reality. By what we, how we use our money is a primary vote for reality. The truth of what we worship is what we spend our time on. That's the truth, not what we say. It's what we actually do. That's what we're worshiping. There we go. So not that you should worship KPFA or the Visionary Activist Show. No, just as an equal participant to contribute to flow and spiraling.
Well, and what you worship is this inspiration and this information that is coming from you where they won't get anyplace else. That's what KPFA brings you, is Caroline, et cetera, et cetera. 1-800-439-5732. I'm going to give the number one more time and then it's on you. 1-800-439-KPFA and then kpfa.org. What a blessing.
Beautiful. And thanks to Anna, 120. That's good. Magician, High Priestess, Fool. And Allison, yes, keep it going, team, so that we have a more than respectable, impressive gathering. But everything real, everything symbolic. It's adorable. Allison, 37. That's right, the Empress and the Chariot. That'll do. That's fantastic. So calling it all in, all mythic allies, thank you so much. Thank you, Kirsten Thomas, wonderful Skookum Board Op, and again, all the beings backstage. I'm Caroline Casey. We will be reconvening next week, of course. And thank you always, Chris, because you make this a spiraling delight.
Ditto.
Oh, look, and Janet, 100. Thank you.
Yay.
Okay, keep it coming in, team. Keep it coming in, team, and we will reconvene next week. Thank you all so much. There we go. Yay.
Oh, yeah,